This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, temperatures are comfortable with a light breeze. Tonight, expect a mild and clear night across most regions. Here are today's headlines. First, newly revealed documents show deeper insight into Hamas, Hezbollah cooperation ahead of October 7th. This includes Hezbollah's false promise to join Hamas in its attack on Israel. That's from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, the chief of staff at Beaufort Ridge states, "We control above and below ground." He declares, "Hezbollah has been defeated in every encounter." That's reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew in the past hour. Also this hour, Israeli judoka sells his Olympic uniform to fund mental health care for rescue volunteers. This initiative supports Zaka volunteers. JNS brought us this story earlier today. Separately, Israel approves $17 million to better support survivors of the October 7th events. This comes from I-24 News this morning. And finally, Boulder attack survivors have words on anti-Semitism for congressional nominee Melat Kiros. Forward reported on this in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24-NEWS English shared just moments ago that the IDF chief has declared control over Hezbollah's underground networks. Forces are ready to resume the offensive if the ceasefire is violated. Meanwhile, Zulat Equality reacted to a government statement about defying a Supreme Court decision. They suggest that if the government ignores the law, citizens might see fit to challenge the authority as well. Amit Segal, a prominent journalist, noted that the chief of staff's visit to Beaufort Ridge signals Hezbollah's reliance on Iranian support. He calls upon the Lebanese army to clear the area. Now for more on those stories, starting with revelations from the Jerusalem Post. Documents indicate deeper cooperation between Hamas and Hezbollah before October 7th. Despite Hezbollah's initial pledge to assist Hamas, they refrained from joining the attack, fearing Israel's retaliation. This highlights tensions and strategic calculations within these groups. The implications for regional security remain significant. Turning to the Beaufort Ridge update from Israel Hayom Hebrew, Major General Eyal Zamir toured southern Lebanon and revealed an extensive network of tunnels. He urged the Lebanese army to take action against Hezbollah. This is a critical stance as it underscores Israel's control over the area and its expectation of Lebanese compliance. Meanwhile, Israeli judoka Peter Palchik's effort to support mental health care for Zaka volunteers comes at a crucial time. According to JNS, these volunteers frequently respond to traumatic incidents, and this financial support aims to provide much-needed mental health services. It underscores the ongoing need for support systems for those on the front lines of emergencies. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israel's approval of $17 million to aid October 7 survivors is part of a broader effort to provide long-term support. This funding addresses both immediate and ongoing needs of those affected, ensuring they receive necessary care and assistance. Lastly, the Forward reported on the reaction to Melat Kiros's primary victory. Survivors of an anti-Semitic attack shared their concerns about her stance on such issues. This brings national attention to the complexities of anti-Semitism in political discourse. On the economic front. First, the Interior Ministry is changing property tax eligibility rules. Walla Business reports that an additional 10-0 households will receive a discount. This could provide financial relief to many families. Separately, CTEC discusses pre-exit liquidity options for businesses. They argue that secondary sales could offer another path to liquidity before an IPO. This insight highlights evolving strategies in the financial market. And finally, according to Globes, Rami Levy is expanding its car sale facilities. the retail chain views its new mobility division as crucial for future business development. This expansion reflects broader trends in retail diversification. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.